Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast across the United States and the Internet and the world via the satellite from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. Now, keep in mind, a special shout, as always, goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, where I suspect it's really warmer than it is where I'm at right now, because the temperature has dropped down dramatically here where I'm at. But it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, well, guess what? There they go. It's 46 degrees outside, and they don't want any part of it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we are warmer here, 65 here. So.
Yeah, I take that in a heartbeat, but we got some cooler temperatures coming in, another cold front coming across. We got some rain that's going to be hitting us Sunday morning before the game starts. It ought to be out of the area by the time the game starts, but then we're going to have winds coming through here, 25, 30, 35, 40 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yep. Welcome to Florida. Now, I want to say the pledge and get going. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of America
and to the republic
for which it stands
one nation
under God
indivisible
with liberty
and justice
for all.
And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a good Christian man, a fine upstart American citizen by the name of Mike Lundell, is under fire again. Did you hear the latest, Kyle?
I have. That's right. This involves his bank and where he has his accounts for his different things. Yes.
Well, he has a pretty good-sized bank that handles his money, Minnesota Bank and Trust, a subsidiary of Heartland Financial. Been with him a number of years, and all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, the woke culture seems to have attacked him again because primarily of his frankspeech.com and Lindell TV productions. Now, I will tell you that this is not surprising because this is the way these people operate. They try to get people scared, you know, that sort of thing by calling up sponsors or whatever it is they're doing business with. And they go, oh, you can't do this. We're going to walk. You're never going to get any money from it. I mean, all kinds of the craziness that goes on. And Lindell, of course, originally had been banned by many social media platforms, which is why he turned around and created his own site so that he could put the things up there that he wanted. Now, this was all because he came forth with a totally different theory, paid a lot of money to research it about what happened with the election in 2020 and what subsequently happened January 6th at the Washington, D.C. event. And they didn't care for what he said. A lot of it was very well researched, and I believe a lot of it was extremely accurate the way he put it together. But nobody was buying it, not the courts, not the news, not anybody. So he was ostracized up on an island by himself.
Well, that's exactly right. And but it is very interesting because evidently, Captain, the bank gave basically an explanation that somehow Lindell or his subsidiaries could be someone who could be in the news, and they didn't want to have their name in the news in case
we are going to play part of the interview right now. It's a minute and 17 seconds long of the phone call that was released to us from Mike Lindell and his company, and this is the phone call.
So you're saying right now the timeline that we're kind of given is that the account needs to be closed
this week for
this
free
speech. By Friday, you're saying, or just by the end of the, okay.
I would say within 7 days if you could and if you would. And I mean, there isn't nobody's chasing you, but it's my boss's boss has said, Tom, would you please?
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, and at the end of the day, you know, that's, you know, you have to do what your job requires you to. Can you give me any, so you said there's also potentially some bleeding going over the other accounts as well.
I would say all of them, yes.
So they just haven't reached that height yet, but I could be getting a call next week with the same conversation.
Well, this would be the same call to say frank speech for sure as soon as we can. In the next month, if we could, the other accounts as well. Just it's the perceived public reputation risk that if for some crazy reason somebody subpoenas and asks for bank records, we just don't want to have our name in the press.
Okay, so for anything related to Mike then.
Yep.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, it really is. I mean, on the off chance that something like that would happen, and obviously the bank captain, you know, shouldn't have some kind of interest in that. If they were ever subpoenaed for anybody's bank records, it could possibly be in the news. One might.
And it's already in the news.
Yeah,
it's all over the place. The Blaze and the War Room, because he went down Steve Bannon's show and talked about it. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Now, during the week, I am around 2 to 6. On the weekend, I'm around for 3 hours. And my show is played at various times around the country on the weekend. So you're hearing me live right now from 2 to 5 a.m. Eastern Time. But you might be hearing me Sunday morning at 2 a.m. somewhere else in the country on another affiliate, or you might be hearing me at 5 a.m., or you might be hearing me at 6 a.m., or you might be hearing me at 10 o'clock at night, whatever. However the affiliates decide to play it, we don't care as long as you're playing the show. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. And I'll tell you what, they are trying, once again, to shut him down, and they're not going to do it, and we're not going to let them do it. It's up to us, we the people, to keep these patriotic Americans and these patriotic companies in business. And Mike Lindell has done nothing to anybody at all. He's got the liberals all ticked off because he's telling the truth that will destroy the scenario that the liberals put forth back in 2020, as well as what's going on with the January 6th episode right now. So go to his website, MyPillow.com. Check it out. Look at all the different things he has there to offer. Then go to the special radio listener specials page. There'll be about 150 items over there. And you'll see prices marked down 50%, 67%, 75%, that sort of thing. And when you do, it'll ask you for a promo code. Well, the promo code will always be the word captain. Promo code will always be the word captain. So do that. And if you want to talk to a live person, you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. But the website is MyPillow.com. The promo code is always going to be Captain. The phone number is always going to be 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. All right, we're back with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I got to say good morning to George the Godfather, who's up and awake and talking to us right now.
Yes, yeah. Good morning, George.
Now, we are going to talk about something that's right there in his old backyard and in my old backyard indirectly. We have an 11-alarm fire that erupted at the Qualcomm warehouse next to Route 21 in Passaic, New Jersey, which is about 9 miles from Columbus Circle. Several buildings in the area were reported to be on fire as well, and there was a chemical holding area in tanks that was very close that was in danger of being involved as well. Now, I've not heard, I did listen a little bit on the scanner, but I've not heard that those tanks have ruptured yet. Thank God they don't need that. But there are several hundred firefighters on the scene with companies coming from New York City, from all over New Jersey, and from the eastern part of Pennsylvania to fight this fire, an 11-alarm fire.
Well, that's right, Captain. And we understand, too, the mayor of Passaic had updated just a little while ago saying that the fire had something to do with 100,000 pounds of finished chlorine pellets. But the firefighters had been able to contain the fire away from the main chlorine plant. So that is some good news. And also, Captain, you know, people hear the term 11-alarm fire. That seems to be a massive escalation. Typically, we hear 3-4-alarm fire, but this seems to be, you know, a bring everything, it seems.
Well, it does. And every time you add an alarm, you add either specialized equipment to the scene where they tell you to bring an aerial ladder, or they tell you to bring a foam truck, or they tell you to bring a cascade truck, which is what supplies the air tanks and keeps them full of air, or they tell you to bring maybe some rescue trucks with some SCBA qualified people because they need them for whatever. But every time there's an alarm, it also involves equipment.
Well, I would expect, exactly, and it just keeps getting more and more, and because we rarely hear about 11-alarm fires. But also, Captain, we understand that the residents nearby have been asked to stay in their homes and keep their windows closed because, obviously, of the toxic smoke and so forth that comes off a fire like this.
Well, you just mentioned chlorine pellets. And chlorine has an agent in it that'll burn your eyes if you get close enough to it, and the smoke comes in and starts doing that. Your eyes will start to water and they'll start to burn. So you definitely don't want to have that problem.
Well, exactly. And it looks like Qualco's involved with chlorine pellets for example, for pools and so forth. And anybody who's ever got too close to the chlorine or have it splash in their face or something like that.
Yeah, it burns.
Yeah, it's terrible. Exactly.
Okay. Well, while Americans are going without, the Biden administration is quietly funneling eye-popping amounts of money. Get this, Kyle, $158 million of taxpayer money is now out there to help the illegal aliens.
Wow. Well,
whatever happened to America First?
Well, yeah, that went away on January 20th, 2021, it would seem. Because, again, this administration, Captain, continues down the road of we're going to do what we want to do. We understand that what we're doing isn't popular across the country, but we have an agenda. They're completely driven by it. The low poll numbers evidently mean nothing. I mean, we will see some.
It will come November.
Well, exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's why I think, Captain, they see what's going to happen in the House. I mean, even with conservative, no pun intended, you know, predictions about how many seats will be gained by the Republicans, for example, and certainly what could happen in the Senate, flipping control of that, they see that that's coming along, and there really is nothing that they can do about it. So they're trying to squeeze all this in right now.
Well, they are, and it's not going to work because the people are aware of what they're trying to do. And we, the people, I'm talking about, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, or whatnot. Even the Democrats don't agree with what they're doing.
No, they don't. And you see what happens. Well, of course, I think the rank and file Democrats across the highway and byways, they're not fans of what this administration is doing. certainly even the Democrats, for example, in the Senate. You've got Senator Manchin, Senator Sinema, and they're being made out to be public enemy number one and two, it seems like, simply because they won't go along with an established party line that they see actually is detrimental not only to the country in the short term, but also to really wound what the Senate is really all about, how it goes about making decisions.
And George just sent me a message here in the chat room. He said the Proud Boys leader Enrique was released yesterday from the D.C. prison. The conditions are horrible. Well, yes, of course they are. They were all kept in, what was it, what do they call it when they put them in security?
Like solitary?
Yeah, they were kept in solitary confinement. So I'm not surprised. And it's an old, miserable jail they were in anyway. The underground parts of Washington and whatnot. They've actually got dungeons there. Did you know that?
I did not know that, no.
Yeah, I don't know about the jail, but I know a couple of movie theaters, Ford Theater and whatnot, where I was in one time. They took us down below to show us what was down underneath in Washington, D.C., and it wasn't pretty. So anyway, getting back to what we're talking about here, the Army is now offering vaccinated enlistees up to $50,000 to sign up for 6 years.
I saw that. That is really quite a development. You know, obviously with a lot of things going on, especially recently because of COVID and the vaccine mandates and the threat of being kicked out of the service and so forth. But, I don't think I've ever heard a $50,000 signing bonus to join the Army.
You know why they're doing that?
Why is that?
Because they're beginning to boot so many out that have not been vaccinated.
Right. And that's going to cause a real dearth of experience of soldiers ready to go fight and so forth who know the job and who've been training for a very long time. So, yeah, I don't know. This could come back to bite.
We aren't going to go fight anywhere. We don't have a president that has the leadership capability to be able to take our troops and point them in a direction and say, okay, we're going to go get these guys out of here because of. We just don't. Our president will not be that way.
Well, no, I agree with that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But, you know, something could befall us. But you're right. And that's unfortunate because that means when Biden goes to talk to Putin or he talks to President Xi or he talks to any other world leader, yep, especially a world leader that would mean us harm, mm-hmm, he can't really back a lot of that up.
Now, we also found out this week that the Ford Motor Company is now worth a record $100 billion. And that puts them up in the driver's seat for a number of different things.
Well, it really does. You know, we've seen so many of these major advances, it seems, especially with going to the electric pickup trucks and so forth. They still believe that's the real future, but we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, and they're building a components plant in Michigan for the electric cars. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Busy night tonight. A lot of weather up in the north, too.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration is facing a slew of setbacks this week, including the Supreme Court striking down the administration's COVID-19 vaccine requirement on large private businesses, and key senators indicating they do not support changes to the Senate rules regarding the filibuster. The president doing his best to end the week on a positive note by talking about the bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed last year.
This is all about fixing the problem. I ran for president to unite the country. This bipartisan infrastructure law I signed 2 months ago unites us around things we all depend on. Whether you're in rural Kentucky or downtown Philadelphia, you should be able to turn on a faucet and drink clean water.
The president and first lady spending the weekend in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. Now, you all know about Relief Factor and the fact that I've been taking it for 7 years, and I'm still taking it on a regular basis, twice a day. Once in a while, I have to take it a third time to cut the pain that I'm in or the swelling in my leg or whatnot. But I take it because it works. I also take it because it's a natural product. It is 100% drug-free. Now, Relief Factor, the combination of the ingredients turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support my body's natural response to pain and inflammation. Now, it will lower or even eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is that I've got going on, and I love that part about it, and it's non-drug related. Now, you can buy the product by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's no clubs to join. There's none of that sort of stuff. It's $19.95 is what it costs to get you started on a three-week quick start. And then after that, after the three-week quick start is over with, you can choose to go on the plan, which will cost you a little bit more money. Do the match. You can figure it out. Now, convenient individual packets is the way this comes. It supports your healthy joints and muscles, too. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. And I'm telling you, it works for me. If it works for me, it just might work for you. Give it a shot. $19.95. The 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And then take a look at all the other health products they've got there, too. There might be something there for you that you didn't even know about. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, according to recent polling from Paradigm Partners in Texas, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who is the Texas GOP chairman, former congressman here in Florida, and a friend of mine that I met years ago when he first came back from Iraq, is currently leading the Texas governor's race with support from likely voters in the upcoming GOP primary election for the governor of Texas. I find that amazing.
Yeah, it's very interesting indeed. Yes.
Now, that's only one poll. That doesn't mean, you know, there's other polls that will tell you something else, I'm sure, but there you go.
Well, right. Well, of course, you know, what's going on in Texas right now is pretty front and center nationally, and certainly what Texas does vis-a-vis the border is also, you know, basically almost a model that other states could follow at some point.
Now, last week, a Lyft driver in Pennsylvania, licensed to carry a gun, had to open fire on a couple of would-be carjackers, shot and wounded both of them. When they tried to rob him and beat him up in the process, and police caught the two crooks and got them to a hospital to get treatment, the Lyft driver, in the meantime, was unharmed, and witnesses cheered what happened. They cheered him.
Well, Captain, it's terrible to see what's happening in our society almost wherever you go. There's this specter of crime, a specter of fear, a specter of uncertainty, and people that are simply contemplating crime, they're not just contemplating it anymore. They're going out and they're doing it because they don't think there's going to be any real resistance to them. And then somebody turns around and is able to protect themselves. I think most people would agree, hey, you got to do what you got to do now. I don't mean try to kill people or anything like that. I'm simply saying they think nobody's going to fight back against them because they also think the police have been demonized and the police aren't anywhere around most of the time, as far as they're concerned.
Well, that's true. That's all true. Okay, now, tennis pro Novak Djokovic is facing deportation again from Australia, this time because his presence may, quote, excite anti-vaccination sentiment.
Well, what we see going on in Australia is very interesting, to say the least, in terms of how they are responding to the variant, how they continue lockdowns in different places, and they're pretty rock-solid lockdowns, especially if you're unvaccinated. For example, if you're unvaccinated, at least in one particular area, as I saw the report just about a day or so ago, you can come out of your house for only a couple of reasons. One of those reasons is to go get vaccinated, but going to work is not an okay reason to leave your house if you're not vaccinated. And so what's happening in Australia in terms of their reaction is very, very different overall to what we're seeing here. So I think, yes, they would be on edge for anybody who would encourage anti-vaccination. But that's a different whole different deal down under, it would seem.
Well, he probably will be deported about 6 o'clock tonight out of Australia. He'll miss the tennis tournament that's going on there, the Australian Open, and he will not be allowed back into Australia again.
Well, right. I think there was also some kind of issue with the initial notion that he had COVID before at some point and so forth. So, you know, it's a very, very important problem, especially when you're trying to gain entry to a country that's not your own country. They've got different rules.
Dr. Oz, we all know who he is, right?
Oh, yes.
He's running for Senate in Pennsylvania. He has come out and challenged little Dr. Fauci to a debate. He's called him a petty tyrant and the J. Edgar Hoover of public health, and he wants to debate him and says that he will lose. Not him, Fauci.
Well, right, right. Now, wouldn't that be, I don't know, could they make that a pay-per-view, Captain?
I'd pay to see it.
That's right. It could be a pay-per-view, and it would definitely be a rumble sort of situation, it would seem.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the thing there? Well, we can't say that because that's a copyrighted thing. But,
right.
Yeah, let's get ready to rotate. How's that?
There you go. Well, but as well, though, Dr. Oz might be able to challenge Fauci on a lot of different medical or scientific criteria that Fauci, you know, he might get upset like he does with Rand Paul and sort of, get a little dramatic on the whole thing. But people are kind of done. I think they're just done with Fauci. They really are. I don't think that when he speaks that there is a vast majority of the American people who says, okay, we got to listen to Dr. Fauci and exactly what did he say and let's get it all right. I think there's a small group of people who do that.
Well, perhaps we should not have expected much better from the president who once told an audience of black voters that Mitt Romney would put y'all back in chains. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
But Joe Biden's track record for demagoguery and dishonesty goes back many decades now. But the absolutionist smears in his speech in Georgia this past week were astonishing, even for Joe Biden.
Well, I think, Captain, they're going for broke. I think that they really believe that the more that they stoke the notion that America is totally racist, that Joe Biden in particular and only the Democrats, the Democrat Party elite, that is, they're the only ones who can ever, ever put an end to it, just flies in the face, especially of the last 50 years of American history, because we're coming up on Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday. And most Americans, Captain, they were right there in terms, you know, conceptually with what Dr. King was talking about. So many Americans now grew up under the shadow of Dr. Martin Luther King and his effect on society. And people don't buy the idea that America is hopelessly racist. So they're just trying to create this. They're trying to stir things up so that they can get people angry. And that's not the right way to go.
Well, the president ran as a uniter and a centrist, and his speech almost a year to the day since his inauguration cast opponents of his bills as traitors on par with George Wallace and Jefferson Davis. Now, does anybody other than me not remember that early on George Wallace was a Democrat?
No, that's right. That's exactly right.
He became a Republican because he wanted to run for president against Nixon and whatnot, but he was a Democrat.
That's exactly right. But again, it's the idea of demonizing your opponents these days. And they understand, Captain, that they can't go out and say, hey, you're better off than you were a year ago. Or, hey, America's really on the move. I mean, notwithstanding what Vice President Harris said the other day during the great I-95 shutdown, or if I recall that correct, that I-95, correct?
The snowstorm.
Yeah, the snowstorm. And, she had put out a tweet that said, America's moving. And I was like, no, that's the wrong day.
Not in that 40-mile stretch.
Exactly. But they can't go out and tout how great things are for people, so they have to find something else. And this is what they're doing.
All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And it's a busy night weather-wise. Boy, what do you hear? What's going on across the upper Midwest and the East Coast and the Mid-South? Mark Walters is going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Don't forget, you can catch Mark, Armed American Radio, Sunday nights on many of these same stations, 8 p.m. around the country. I'll be right back.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I'm the new.
could play that all night long, but I'll tell you, we got a lot of weather we got to get to. So, Kyle, I'm going to bring you into this. I'm going to read this. You know, folks, we've got a couple of big old storm systems coming across. So if you're on I-90, if you're on I-94, especially Chicago to Detroit, if you're on I-70, if you're on I-64, I-40, and even parts of I-20, you need to listen up. And everything in between, from the East Coast over to the Mississippi River, because a couple of big storms are coming together, going to have one big freaking, they're calling it a snow bomb, I think, right, Kyle?
That's right, yes, a bomb cyclone.
All right. Now, this strong storm system is going to be bringing a wintry mix throughout the mid-Mississippi Valley, all through the southeast and up through the eastern seaboard. There's going to be everything from freezing rain to freezing drizzle, to freezing clouds, to freezing spray along the water, along the ocean, to heavy snow, and I mean plenty of heavy snow. We'll get into all that in a little bit here, but we've also got going on right now tonight extremely cold temperatures in upstate New York, northern Pennsylvania, all through New England, below zero temperatures and bone-chilling cold up that away. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. As you talked about the ideas of these freezing temperatures, we do have some freezing fog to tell our drivers about tonight, and this is coming down I-82. If you're coming out of Seattle, heading south down towards Yakima, for example, then also down near Pendleton in Washington on I-84, you've also got freezing fog there. Now, this fog it continues on up towards Spokane, coming across I-90. Coeur d'Alene is reading fog right now. In 4th of July pass, Captain, it looks like they've got some pretty cold temperatures as well. So that means you could have that fog be freezing fog very easily. So be very aware of that. Also, around Seattle, dense fog advisory. This heads all the way down the Interstate 5 freeway to Portland, down through Salem, Corvallis, down towards Eugene as well. So be careful of dense fog in that area. Now, over the last couple of nights, but last night we didn't have the dense fog advisory in Central California, but it's back. It's back for sure, and that is starting around Bakersfield on Highway 99, heading all the way up to Merced. Also starting from about Bakersfield, heading up Interstate 5, and this is going to be just a little bit south of Patterson on Interstate 5, so be careful of that. We do have some developing Santa Ana wind conditions in Southern California, so especially if you're in the high desert, just be aware of that because these can start getting pretty gusty. And, of course, the usual suspects, just north of Cheyenne, high wind watch in Wyoming, and also as you head out on I-80 towards Laramie and Elk Mountain from Cheyenne, you've got a high wind watch there as well tonight.
All righty, we'll start with Nebraska. We've got some snow on I-29, Nebraska, straight south down into Kansas City, and that snow also envelops about half of Missouri right now, or Kansas, rather, right now. All of Missouri is involved with snow. Now, up in the northeastern corner of Missouri tonight, going towards St. Louis, you've got a winter storm warning. All of Iowa falls under a winter storm warning right now. You've got snow over in the western part of Illinois, and it's creeping across I-40 right now, coming across out of Oklahoma, eastern Oklahoma, I-44. You're going to have some interesting weather with snow going up towards St. Louis. We have a winter storm warning in Arkansas, the central part of Arkansas, which means as you approach Little Rock, you are going to be driving into some real heavy snow. There's also some freezing rain and drizzle reported east of Little Rock right now along I-40 into Tennessee over towards Eric's house, and that will turn to snow as the temperatures drop, and they will. The northern part of Mississippi has got a freezing drizzle alert. If you're along I-20, you're going to be in it. Also, the northern part of Alabama, northern part of Georgia. But going up I-85, coming out of Georgia, once you get into South Carolina, where the mountains start to develop, you're going to have a winter storm warning all the way up South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia. It'll also involve coming out of South Carolina, I-77, all the way up into the southern part of Ohio, all the way up into Erie, Pennsylvania. I-80 right now go across Pennsylvania is under a snow advisory. And you've got, as I said, upstate New York. The entire state of New York is in a bitter cold grip. Below zero temperatures north of New York City, all the way to the Canadian border, further north to go, colder it gets. We've got temperatures being reported in the 20s and 30s below zero up in the northern part of New York. Right there in Binghamton right now, I'll tell you this much, Binghamton, which is on the Pennsylvania, New York line, 2 below zero right now there. And below zero temperatures over into Connecticut and up into Maine, New Hampshire. We heard from a driver last night in Maine. He told us it was 6 below. It's going to be a lot colder than that up there tonight. Now, we do have a lot of wind and a lot of weather and a lot of activity going on along the coastline from Nova Scotia all the way down to the northern tip of Long Island. So freezing spray is the advisory there for the water that's pounding the beaches coming through there. And you've got some very rough sea. Again, you'll pick it up down around Virginia, Cape, right there at the Chesapeake Bay entrance, and all the way down to, down to Savannah, Georgia. You'll have windy conditions and rough seas, too. So be advised, this is not a day to be out there monkeying around. Now, Florida, you've got another front coming through tomorrow. It's cold right now. Temperature where I'm at is currently 48 degrees here in both Tampa and St. Pete. It was 46 an hour ago, so it's warmed up 2 degrees. However, there's another front coming across, bringing winds, bringing some showers. And as the front moves across the state, it's going to kick in some winds as high as 20, 25, 30, 35, maybe even 40 miles an hour come Saturday night into Sunday morning. So be advised of that. And that's going to be all along the Gulf side of Florida right now, where we have got a lot of activity with the waves. Now, we're talking some big waves here, Kyle. We're talking waves for the Gulf, 10 to 15 feet. Some may approach 20 feet.
Wow, that is something.
Yeah, absolutely. So people need to be aware of that. And that's the way the weather shapes up right now. Now, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J, and then we'll be going to break.
Absolutely, Captain. Okay, folks, it is cold out there, as you've been hearing the captain and telling you and me telling you as well. It's cold out there, so it's a great idea to pull into the Pilot or Flying J, get a nice hot cup of coffee. We think that you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate.
Dump it in your fuel tanks.
That's right, and it's never stale. So you definitely want to pull in and try the coffee. And when you pull in and try that great coffee, you're still going to want to join the Drivers Club so you can start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J. That's pilotflyingj.com.
By the way, our buddy George, the Godfather, just chimed in and said, so much for global warming. All right, hang on there, Kyle. By the way, folks, we just heard from Richard DeMarine out there in Oregon. He says, good morning, Captain and Mr. Kyle. Clear, 54, wind is calm. Okay, and Richard, we'll tell you about the bank here again in the next hour. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to...
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.